She's one of the most familiar faces in history. Her Majesty has lived through the most important moments of the modern era, and she's still kicking. But we want to throw some facts at you that perhaps you didn't know. Fasten your seatbelts. She was born on the 21st of April 1926. Her mum, the future Queen Mother, was 25 at the time, and her doctors issued a statement saying a certain line of treatment was successfully adopted. That was the polite way of saying that Elizabeth was born by caesarean section. This fact had major implications for the royal family. Caesareans were very delicate and risky procedures in the 1920s, and this operation automatically meant that her mother would not have a large family. The chances of producing a male heir became small, and when the time came, Elizabeth would be crowned queen. According to her cousin, Lady Mary Clayton, as a child, Elizabeth, or Lilibet as they used to call her, liked to imagine herself as a pony or a horse. When she was immersed in the role and someone called her, if she didn't answer right away, she would then say, "I couldn't answer you as a pony." This might very well explain her passion for horses and horse racing. You would think that a future queen getting married would ensure a wedding without last-minute accidents. But not one or two, but three crises occurred on Her Majesty's wedding day. First, no one could find the bride's bouquet. A footman had put the flowers in a cool room to keep them fresh, and until he remembered, there was panic at the palace. Then, Elizabeth's diamond tiara snapped and it had to be repaired hastily on the go. Last, but not least, another jewel she planned to wear, the double-strand pearls given by her parents, were on display at St. James's Palace. No one thought she would want them, so her private secretary had to pick them up using the King of Norway's car to avoid traffic. When Her Majesty the Queen gave birth to Prince Charles in 1948, she endured a long 30 hours in labour. But many don't know that this birth was the first to drop a long tradition of the British monarchy. It was the first time since the 18th century that a government minister was not in attendance to witness and certify the birth of the heir to the throne. English and British monarchs have been crowned at Westminster Abbey since the year 1066. But Elizabeth II's coronation was the first in history to be broadcast. Winston Churchill insisted that such a sacred event should not be seen by people who would listen in pubs.
I solemnly promise so to do.
However, the coronation's broadcast was a major hit around the world. But the most sacred portion of the service, the anointing, was not seen by the public. A little victory for Sir Winston. Together with leaders from 73 countries, the Queen recorded a message for the moon. Her statement was carried by the astronauts of Apollo 11 in the first moon landing. The Queen's message was microfilmed and deposited in an aluminium case on the surface of the moon in the Sea of Tranquility. The size of a 50-cent coin, the inscription at the top of the disc reads, "Goodwill messages from around the world brought to the moon by the astronauts of Apollo 11. From planet Earth, July 1969. Everyone knows that the Queen has a soft spot for Pembroke Welsh Corgi dogs. She has owned more than 30 during her reign. What many don't know is that these dogs enjoy a better life than many humans. That's right, they reside in the Corgi Room at Buckingham Palace. They sleep in individual elevated wicker baskets to prevent drafts. And they have an extensive menu, which includes fresh rabbit and beef served by a gourmet chef. In 2012, the Queen said she didn't want to breed any more corgis as she didn't want to leave any young dog behind after she was gone. The Queen holds several records in the Guinness Book. These are just a few of Elizabeth II's landmarks. She's the world's longest reigning living queen and the oldest British monarch in history. She holds the world record for most currencies featuring the same individual. The Queen appears on the coinage of at least 45 different countries. And she's also the wealthiest Queen, with a personal fortune of estimated at £310 million. Since September 2015, she's the longest reigning monarch in British history. You could say that, as with many of her other duties, she's taken the motto, "Long live the Queen," quite seriously.